Hey, what is up? It's Todd, and I got a phone call this morning on my drive to the office from a friend who I've known for 25 years. I've been coaching him on the side. He's been having trouble at work, trouble not losing his marbles on the craziness that's happening at the office. And he's been there for a long time, developed a long relationship with these people, a relationship of trust and respect. And so he asked me for my advice, my guidance on how to leave that company the right way. And I know something about this topic. So I was advising him over the last couple of months on how to handle it. And today was the day that he left that job. And he called me and said, dude, that advice, I wrote it down on a piece of paper. I kept it at my desk and it was my guiding light through the whole process. And they treated me with class and dignity and respect today on my last day. And I wanted to call and thank you for guiding me. So this episode is that advice.
Discover how video can help you achieve your sales and marketing goals. It all starts right here in Todd Hartley's Video Marketing Mastery.
All right, if you work for a company and you're at wit's end, if the employer is driving you crazy, or maybe coworkers that you interact with in person or remotely, maybe you're dealing with a client that is effing crazy. In this video, I'm going to give you my most important tip to exit a company the right way. Now, this is one of those videos that if you have a friend that's at wit's end, share it with them. Make sure they know this tactic. I've seen it multiple times as an employee when I'm ready to flip the F out, or maybe even as an employer. I know there's a tactic, a trick that I can teach you to represent yourself in the right way possible. By the way, if you think you work for the Justice Department and you're going to leave and let people know what you think of them and give them a piece of your mind, you've already lost. Working for the Justice Department doesn't work in this scenario. And the reason is people will not remember that you are working for justice. They will not remember any of your facts. They will not remember anything except how you left. They won't even remember the many years that you dealt with people with respect. It'll all go in one ear, out the other, and gone. What they will remember is how you exit. So if you walk out the door and you're like, I'm out of here, you guys are all crazy, that's not going to work. All they're going to remember is how crazy you were. Instead, I want you to realize that people will remember you by how you left. And the trick is, you need to write yourself a little note. Like, here's one that you can put at your desk. Put it at home. Put it in your pocket. Every time you're about to go nutty, how you leave is how you'll be remembered. Got it? So as you are leaving, do it the classy way. Take a deep breath, put in your notice, go meet with the boss. Don't vent on the way out the door. Just be cool, calm, and collected like you've been the entire time that you've worked there. And as you are leaving, be respectful, be polite. You don't have to gossip. Don't gossip at all, because that'll go around. People will recognize you were disgruntled. And in the big picture of your life, people do business with people they have relationships with. So once you bail out the door and you're like, you guys are nutty, those are also the people that are going to introduce you to other people that are going to hire you. So leave like a champion. Be a loving, respectful leader. Guide yourself. Remember how you want to be remembered. And in doing so, act accordingly. And those people that currently work with you will refer and recommend you, but you can't do that if you allow your emotions to get the best of you. If you've got a friend, a colleague, a family member, a loved one, a spouse that is going nutty with their job right now, send them this video. Give them a guidance on how they want to be remembered and have them put this little post-it in their pocket, on their desk, or anywhere they need to see it.